You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
I've been washing my nets for too long on the shores of unbelief. Listening through hours of meetings, now it's time to do what I see. To put out into deeper water, sail away on the winds of faith. I see there's a massive harvest, and the nets will almost break. Break out! This is a time to break out. This is a call to break out. This is the year of the breakout.
Good to have you joining us here at Breakout Radio Church here on bpnradio.com and TuneIn Radio. We are delighted. It's a very special day for Gene and I as we celebrate 51 years in full-time ministry here at Breakout Radio Church. And of course, you know that we're a global church without walls, and we're comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. We are a house of prayer for all nations. And I want my wife to come, and we just want to greet you today. This is a very special day. 51 years ago this week, we went into full-time ministry, March the 12th, 1967, and here we are on March the 11th, 2018. It's been a great journey, hasn't it, Gene?
Yes, it has, and so happy to have all of you joining us today, and we're so thankful for all of you, our breakout members.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I've been praying, calling your names in prayer. In fact, I'm holding your names in my hand right now, and I've been praying for you this morning. Every one of you that are members of the Breakout Radio Church. So I want to greet our members across America and around the world. We have 40 states and nations represented at Breakout Radio Church.
That's great.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
It is absolutely amazing. And we just count it an honor to be in the ministry all of these years. Gene, it really seems surreal that we have that we've been ministering this many years.
Yes, in full time. It does. It's been a great journey, and God has been so faithful over the years.
That's right. And anybody that is on this journey serving Jesus, we just want to let you know that we have gone down the road, and the way it's clear.
Yes, it is.
And God is with us today, and we're so very, very thankful and grateful. And not only are we celebrating 51 years of full-time ministry, this Thursday we're going to celebrate our 57th wedding anniversary.
Wow, that seems surreal also. 57 years.
Can you believe that this week we have been married 57 years? Wow.
It's been a great journey together.
Together. There's nothing that two people can't do together if they enter agreement. So we have, I'm going to share in my message today, I'm going to share our journey, our 51-year ministry journey, and we're going to pray for those that are seeking the will, plan, and purpose of God for their lives. And our hearts are filled with great, with thanksgiving. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to serve Jesus and to work for him all these years. And I want to tell our story in just a little bit, but we're going to pray right now, and we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister here at Breakout Radio Church today for those who are listening and joining us here, wherever you may be. You may be, the thing about Breakout Radio Church, you can drive down the road, you can have your smartphone in your pocket while you're while you're walking through the mall, or you can
right.
maybe you're on the beach today somewhere, or you're at work today, wherever you may be, you can join us at Breakout Radio Church. We're delighted. Father Gene and I set ourselves in agreement right now that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on Breakout Radio Church, broadcasting and leading this service from Austin, Texas. Thank you, Lord, for the journey. Thank you for my wife who's been so faithful to work with me and serve with me and walk this out together. I pray it'll be a wonderful time today at Breakout Radio Church. I pray that you would anoint the worship. I pray that you would anoint me to preach your word. Let it be a wonderful day. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, my friend Michael W. Smith is going to lead our praise and worship today. And Michael was on my radio broadcast on bpnradio.com just before he went to Washington, D.C. to minister Billy Graham's funeral, and then on to Charlotte, North Carolina, where he also ministered a second time there. So he's going to lead us in praise and worship, and it's a wonderful day. Let's open our hearts to him as Michael W. Smith, my friend, leads us today. Thank you.
above all powers, above all keys, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. You were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, above all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth.
I'm so thankful today. I'm so very thankful and grateful today for the opportunity to know Jesus. I'm so thankful that he bled and died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Above all the treasures of this world, I'm so grateful today. I want to give an opportunity for those of you that may not know the Lord today. You're not a Christian, or you don't have the assurance of your salvation. I just want to ask you a very important question, the most important question that you could ever be asked. If you were to die today, where would you spend eternity? If you were to die today, would you go to heaven? Are you sure? Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are saved and that you're ready to die, ready to go to heaven? You say, well, I don't think I could die today. Well, we never know. The Bible says the born unto man wants to die, and after death comes the judgment. I just want to give you an opportunity today to accept Jesus. I never want to let a service go by that I don't give people an opportunity to know the Lord. So if you're not a Christian or you're not sure of your salvation, maybe you're far away from God, you've gone away from God, and you say, today I'm going to turn my life back over to the Lord. I want to lead you in a prayer. Would you say this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. And with your strength and help, I'm going to live for you and serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, there is the greatest miracle that could ever happen, where someone is born again. Nicodemus said, how can I go? Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, how can I enter my mother's womb the second time? He said, no, I'm talking about born in the Spirit. So I declare in Jesus' name that if you said that prayer, believe that with your heart, confess that with your mouth, that you are ready to go to heaven. Thank you so much. If any of you would like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church, all you have to do is go to our new website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can click on Breakout Radio Church, and there's a membership link right there. And we're going to be recognizing some of our members today, new members. And just want to give a shout out before I preach today, because Gene and I are so delighted to have those of you that are members of Breakout Radio Church. And just every once in a while, we'd like to give a shout out. Gene, why don't we recognize some of our members today? I know we don't have time to recognize everybody. But just give a shout out to some people across America, around the world, that are members of Breakout Radio Church. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. We're very thankful for all of you. And we want to recognize Kip from Bloomington, Indiana, Martina from Valencia, California, David from Fleming Island, Florida, Lynn from Surfside Beach, South Carolina, Georgia from Palm Bay, Florida, Rita from Glenpool, Oklahoma, Rachel from Crosby, Texas, Janet from Friendswood, Texas. Oh, we're so thankful for all of our members.
Yes, we
are. Thankful for all of you.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We just want to give a big shout out to all of you that are members. We want to welcome our new members here at Breakout Radio Church as well. We're so very, very thankful for all of our members across America and around the world. And we just bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. And before we have a special song and I minister today, I do want us to pray for members of Breakout Radio Church who are pastors or evangelists or serving in some type of ministry. Just want to recognize some of you today, and I want us to pray for Donald and Janice Brown, Eugene and Kathy Bullard, Dr. Gerald and Thelma Davis, Dr. Carolyn DeLeon, Pastor Devin Shyam, Bill Donahue, Art Evans, Tim and Pam Filkins, Gloria Garner, Glenn and Ellen Howard, Roy Ivins, Jim Jameson, B.K. Jones, Ian and Allison Keeper, Gina Sally Massey, Kayla McLaughlin, Mark and Rosemary McWilliams, James Parker, Leah Peters, Joe Ragland, David and Anita Rogers, Allison Scheller, Shay Schultz, Carol Shaw, Craig and Tara Sloan, Barry and Laura Smith, And we might have some others that are in ministry that I've not called your name. But Father, we pray for these people right now that are in ministry. We pray as some of them preach today, minister today, that you would bless them and anoint them wherever they may be, wherever they may be sharing, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, before I preach today concerning our 51-year journey, my granddaughter Taylor Gentry wrote a song a few years ago called The Papa's Song, and I want her to sing that song about her papa. And my granddaughter Taylor Gentry is getting married next month, and just want to congratulate her. So here's my granddaughter Taylor Gentry to sing the song she wrote about her papa, and then I'm going to preach.
Just a boy from Comanche, Oklahoma, with a really big dream to be a radio announcer on KWEFC. But God stepped in.
Okay, thank you very much, Taylor Jean Gentry, and soon to be Taylor Jean Alexander. Thank you for that song. I want you to turn your Bibles with me to, I want to read just one verse of Scripture. I believe that depicts what Jean and I have been doing these past 51 years. If you look at the book of Matthew, I want to read, the book of Mark today. The book of Mark, chapter 16, and verse number 15. And here's what it said. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." That's the New King James. The Living Bible said, then he told them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone." And the Message Bible says, and he said to them, "You are to go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone, everywhere." So that is the calling that I had on my life in June of 1966 at Southside Assembly of God Church in Wichita Falls, Texas, when a prophet by the name of David Wilkerson came to preach at our church on a Sunday night. And after he got through preaching, I knelt on my knees and I began to pray, calling for the will of God. And the Lord said to me, "Son, I want you to preach my gospel. Will you preach my gospel?" And I said yes, and Gene said yes, and we started. And not realizing there'd come a day that we'd be able to preach the gospel not only in our city, our towns, our nation, but in many other nations of the world. So that's what Gene and I have been doing for the past 51 years full time. Gene and I are thankful today for 51 years in full-time ministry. We celebrate our 51st anniversary in full-time ministry today. We started out on March the 12th, 1967, putting everything we owned into a 35-foot Scuzzo trailer that we bought for $800, and started out with our 2-year-old son, Rick, and his dog, Tex, leaving behind a position with KWFT Radio in Wichita Falls, Texas, a CBS affiliate. And we left behind a home that we'd only bought the previous year to pursue the will, plan, and purpose of God for our lives. When Gene and I started out with our son, Rick, and our dog, Tex, we did not know exactly where we were going. The Bible said that Abraham went out not knowing where he was going, but he went out by faith. And the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that believeth must believe that God is God, and that he is the one who will fulfill what he has promised. So when Gene and I started out in 1967, 51 years ago, in March, on March 12th, when we sold our home and sold all of our furniture and sold all of our belongings except what we could put in that 35-foot foot trailer, we did not know what lie ahead. We had security. We had a nice home that we just bought the previous year. There was a park right behind us where our little boy Rick could go and play with his dog Tex, and he had some friends down the street. We had a home church. I had a good position with a good future in radio, but we put it all aside because we heard the voice of the Lord say, go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation, preach the good news, preach it everywhere. So on the strength of one revival, we started out on March the 12th, 1967. And we had our first revival scheduled in Ringling, Oklahoma, the Assembly of God Church in Ringling, Oklahoma, where the pastor Calvin Newton had invited us to come. I'd only preached one revival, and that was in December of 1966 when I went to preach one service at the Assembly, First Assembly of God in Burt Burnett, Texas, with Pastor John Hoker, and he invited me to stay over. And I preached for 2 weeks. I only had 3 sermons, but I just led by the Holy Ghost. I preached for 2 weeks in the month of December, right before Christmas. It was an amazing time. So I knew that I had a future in preaching the gospel, and I'd heard the voice. And so Gene and I started down the road in Ringling, Oklahoma, to preach to start our first revival on March the 12th. And on March the 11th, we were traveling down the road on a Saturday, and with our 35-foot trailer behind a 1958 Black Century Buick. And Gene and I had only gone 15 miles down the road where suddenly there was a loud bang. Smoke was coming out from under our hood, and I soon realized that 1958 Buick did not have the power to pull a 35-foot trailer. And so our transmission was gone, and we sat beside the road with our first challenge, with Satan trying to stop us only 15 miles down the road on our way from Comanche, Oklahoma to Ringling, Oklahoma. And so we came into our first revival in Ringling, Oklahoma, behind a tow truck. Our tow truck, and then our car, our 35-foot Scuzzo trailer behind us. And we started our first revival there. We started our 51 years journey in full-time ministry. We were there for 2 weeks. We did not get to celebrate our anniversary because we had no car to go anywhere in. And so we preached that night on our anniversary, which was our 6th anniversary, wedding anniversary, and we started out in the ministry. 2 weeks later, we had another revival back in Wichita Falls, Texas, and we continued from the month of March until the month of October. And during that time, we led a revival in a little church in Holladay, Texas. And during that time, we felt like after we preached there that we were to be the pastors of that church. The pastor had left, and so we put in our resume, presented our resume, and the little church, Assembly of God Church in Holladay, Texas, 25 members, mostly teenagers, they took a chance on a 23-year-old young man and a 21-year-old young woman. Gene and I were 23 and 21 when we began to pastor the Assembly of God Church in Holladay, Texas. For the next 2 years, we were on an exciting journey. And we gave all of our energies to that little congregation. And although we have been gone from Holladay for 48 years, we still have wonderful memories of great revival meetings there, especially among the young people. We changed our Wednesday night service to Thursday night. And for a season, we would take these young people out to minister in other churches every Wednesday night, traveling in a bus that we had bought, and doing one-night revivals in churches in many, many places. And one of those young people recently wrote me just about 2 weeks ago, and he said, I remember you in Holladay at the Assembly of God Church there. I don't know if you remember me or not. I was just a kid. I was the youngest of four kids. I just had to let you know what an impact you've had in my life. I'm a born-again, God-fearing Christian. My life is a story of miracles. God bless you, Dale. And that was from Kevin from the church in Holladay, Texas. Boy, that makes it worth it all, doesn't it? So Holladay was a great season. We had a youth revival with Larry Gatlin, the Gatlin brothers, and their sister Donna, and Dr. Larry Martin, who's a well-known preacher. He preached his first sermon outside of his home church for us during that time. We had a revival at the football stadium there, and Gene and I worked very hard. I think we averaged $63 a week in tithes and offerings. $63 a week, but we trusted God, and God supplied all of our needs just as He had all of these years. And after Holladay, we purchased another trailer, took our 5-year-old son and our baby daughter, Darla, on the road again, Gene leaving another home to live in a trailer where we had ministered most every night, from October to the following June. When we were chosen with the congregation of First Assembly of God Church in tiny Rush Springs, Oklahoma, population about 1,200. And we went there. The church board said if they had known that we were only 26 and 24, we would have never been chosen. But we were to serve there in Rush Springs for the next 6 years, experiencing great church growth, averaging over 300 in Sunday attendance the final month that we were there in a small town of 1,200. And we have many incredible and wonderful memories of Rush Springs, Oklahoma, including David Wilkerson, the man who was preaching the night I was called to preach. He came to preach there for me. And Dallas Holm was singing. And Gene and I built our first new home there in Rush Springs, Oklahoma. We saw it go up from the foundation, and Gene put all the decorations in it, and that was in 1975, only to receive a word from the Lord that we were to move to Oklahoma City and pastor a church there, Dale City First Assembly of God, there in a suburb of Oklahoma City. Gene and I stood in the living room of our new home and wept. We'd only been there for probably about 18 months. It was very difficult leaving that congregation that we loved so much and it got bonded to so much. You know, we were pastor to many people, probably pastor of the whole town. And it was a very difficult time leaving, and especially on our son Rick and our daughter Darla. Our dog Blackie, he cried all the way in the moving truck beside Rick and I as we moved from Rush Springs to Oklahoma City to begin another season. We probably, looking back, we probably could have still been there and finished our ministry in that small town, living our new home on that acre of land, and But we know, looking back now, we would have missed the dance. We would have missed many opportunities to reach out to thousands and thousands of people since our time we left Rush Springs. But it was another transition in our 51-year journey. And our 8.5 years there in First Assembly in Dell City was a very fruitful time, accompanied by more great ministries, more great friends and people that we love still today. We built a new church auditorium during that time and a new gym that was going to be the home of many, many basketball games and many events there at Middell Christian School, which later became and is now Destiny Christian School. And so we built the new church and we built the new gym. We started a new school there in 1981 that is still going today. Thousands of young people have attended that Christian school. Gene and I started by faith. We only had one student, and that was our daughter Darla, who was in the 8th grade at that time. And I met with the board and said the Holy Spirit has spoke to me that we're going to start a Christian school. And we need to hire an administrator. And they said, well, how can we hire an administrator? We don't have any students. I said, well, I've heard from God. And we've got one student, my daughter, and I believe that we are to start. And we did. That very fall we started. And it was a challenging year. But then the next year, Jim and Diana Howard came in and helped us, and they are still along with their daughter. They are still leading, and son-in-law, they are still leading that school 30-something years later. So it became a fruitful time there in Dell City. In Oklahoma City, we were on radio, we were on television, and wow, we had great growth. And God did many, many things. Also, my longtime friend Larry Lee came to minister for us on several occasions. And in 1985, Gene and I knew after 8.5 years that our season there was over. And we were about to embark on another season. And so Gene and I were praying. We really couldn't get a word on where we were going, but we knew there was a transition taking place. And transitions, I've declared many times, are not easy, but many times they are necessary. So Gene and I felt maybe that we needed to go to and start a new church in Phoenix, Arizona. But on the way to Phoenix, the Holy Spirit spoke to my wife, Gene, and she turned to me and said to me, we're not going to Phoenix, we're going to Rockwall. We were going to stop by Rockwall, Texas, and visit our friend Larry Lee and his wife, and we were going to then go on to Phoenix, but we never got to Phoenix. Glenn Campbell said, by the time I get to Phoenix, but we never got to Phoenix to pastor a church. So Dr. Larry Lee, who was the pastor of Church on the Rock, in Rockwall, Texas, he invited us to come and serve there with him. It was a different season. I'd never been an associate or served on anybody's staff. And so instead of pastoring the church every Sunday preaching, we certainly were challenged there by that season, but knew it was the will of God. The first few months were very discouraging. We were almost ready to leave and go back to Oklahoma City, but we knew that we couldn't do that. You know, we left our son behind. Our daughter went off to Oral Roberts University to school, and we had taken a major cut in salary, about a 60 or 70% cut in salary. And Gene and I were discouraged. We would walk around the lake there in that small condominium which we were living. And we would cry and say, God, what are we doing here? It's a whole new world. But we didn't realize that God was about to open the whole wide world for us in a new season. So I just want to say to those of you that you may be going through a very difficult time in the season that you are in, remember that transitions can be very difficult and it may not always be easy, but don't go back. Don't go back. We were tempted to go back. We had an invitation to go back to Oklahoma City, but we would not go back But then one day, Dr. Larry Lee was leading a pastor's seminar, and there was a call from the back room where I was putting up poster boards for the next teaching session, and they said, Dale, come, pastor's calling for you. So I went out. The auditorium, there was about 600 pastors there. Evangelist James Robinson was standing there along with Pastor Larry Lee, and he said to all those pastors, I want to introduce you to Dale Gentry. He leads prayer better than I do. You've got to have him in your church. And by that afternoon, I was booked for the next several years to go into local churches and preach across America. And the doors opened, and Gene and I began to lead prayer seminars, helping churches start early morning prayer, and which I believe resulted in major revival happenings all across America, Canada, England, and other parts of the world. And so we began to travel. We began to sing that song, We're on the Road Again. We were so happy to be able to go from church to church to church and lead prayer revivals, lead prayer seminars, and teach other churches how to have prayer in their local congregation. It was during that time that I began to prophesy. As I would lead prayer, I began to call people out and prophesy. And it was there that God called me to be a prophetic voice to churches across America and around the world. And pastors began to say, would you come back to my church and give some more prophetic words? So we did. For the next 5 years, from 85 till 90, we began to travel across America. I started a circuit of pastors and churches where I became a prophetic voice to churches, leading churches across America and other places in the world. So it was a busy time for 5 years. And then in 1990, we entered into a new season. We made a new transition. While praying in our bedroom in Oklahoma City in 1990, after we had moved to Sacramento in 1997, then we moved back to Oklahoma City in 1987 and 1988. And then we were in Oklahoma City where we were traveling out, and we were praying in our bedroom on a January morning, and the Holy Ghost spoke to Gene and I that we were going to start leading protracted prayer revivals. We're going to go into churches and stand for weeks, months at a time. When I began to share that with some pastors, one pastor said to me, no, you're not coming to my church staying for weeks or months at a time. So sometimes you can share your prophetic word with the wrong people. And, Joseph is a great example of that. But we declared we're going to go into churches, and we're going to have prayer revivals, we're going to pray through until we have a breakthrough. And so in June of that year, 1990, we went with our spiritual father and mother, B.B. and Velma Hankins, our friends Tom and Mary and Peters and David Briggs, and we went to Africa to preach the gospel, spending some time there with Jamie and Leah Peters, who'd just gone to Africa a few months before. And so during that time, we began to sense that there was major change coming. We had a meeting. We had a three-day meeting scheduled in West Columbia, Texas, at the Christian Center there, and that was in July. So we went for 3 days, but revival broke out, and we stayed for 11 weeks with services day and night, 5:42 in the morning and 5:42 in the evening, with incredible happenings. I know that sounds strange, but we began to do for about 8 years. We did 5:42 a.m. and 5:42 p.m., people coming to church before they went to work, and coming back to church after they got off of work. That went on for another 8 years, and it was amazing, that season that we were in. Excuse me. And after those 11 weeks, we went to Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, where we had been from 85 till 87. That was in 1990. And where Mike Hankins was the new pastor, Mike and Vicki Hankins, and Gene and I spent 11 weeks there. And then we went on to our home church in Oklahoma City, where Ron and Linda Dryden were the pastors, and we led a 16-week revival there, 11 weeks in at Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida, Palm Beach County, with Tom and Mary Ann Peters, and then it just all started. And during that time, there was one year that Gene only got to spend 6 weeks at home because of our travels into America and other nations of the world. In 1994, we went to Fort Worth, Texas to preach for Bob and Joy Nichols. We had a 2-week revival schedule starting in April of 1994, but we ended up staying for 24 weeks, an amazing time of salvations, healings, and miracles. I wrote a book called Revival in the Morning. And finally, Bob and Joy Nichols invited us to move to Fort Worth and carry the revival on while continuing to travel out. We talked to our pastor, Ron Dryden. He said he would release us. They laid hands on us at Cathedral of Praise in Oklahoma City in 1994. Sent us to Fort Worth, Texas, and the revival continued on for another 3.5 years. Amazing happenings. Gene and I were traveling out, but we would also spend time leading revival services Sunday morning, Sunday night, Thursday night, and then during the week. It was a wonderful experience. And then at the close of our 24-week revival, we started or helped start a 24-hour prayer ministry there at the church. The first week of May 1995, the church started praying around the clock and continued 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 18 years. That prayer that we call the Power Tower continued for 18 years, and after 23 years, after 23 years, it is still, they're still praying 16, 18 hours a day. I'm going to take a little sip of water here. And they're still praying. And as a result, that church over the past 6 years has won over 100,000 people to Jesus and have seen remarkable things happen since the church started praying around the clock. In 1995 and 96, I was invited to lead prayer at the White House. Gene and I walking down Pennsylvania Avenue, going into the White House, and it was just like a dream come true. In the summer of 1997, we went to England for a month to lead a revival on Marsham Street in London, England, near Parliament. Our month of ministry concluded there with a gathering of 45,000 people in Wembley Stadium in London, England. What an amazing opportunity to be able to help lead prayer there, to sit in the Queen's box. And it was just an awesome time. That revival that we started in London, England, went on for about 9 months, after we left. And we've had a wonderful journey in England. Wow, I just want to thank Norman and Grace Barnes and Gerald and Anona Coates for opening the doors there, the pioneer people for receiving us. We continued these protracted meetings that we were leading from 1990 to 98, and with our ministry in England continuing, Gene and I moved to England for a short time in 2001 at the invitation of Martin Smith of Delirious and his wife Anna. We came back to lead a revival in Roswell, New Mexico. And in the fifth week of that revival at the Gate Church in Roswell, New Mexico, Pastor John Ogle announced that he was moving to Dallas to pastor a church there. So our five-week stay in Roswell, New Mexico, turned out to be 5 years. We never went back again to live in England, but we'll always cherish those memories. All of our family lived in Roswell for a while. We were able to build a new gymnasium. We got the opportunity to work with our family. And we love those people there at the Gate Church in Roswell, New Mexico. Our successor, Ricky Rapp, and his wife, Linda, continue to pastor there since 2006. 2006, Gene and I received a prophetic word that our ministry time in Roswell was finished. So he moved to Argyle, Texas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, not far from an airport, DFW Airport. We could begin to continue to travel almost every week to a different church. In 2013, we moved to Austin to be near our family and become a part of the Austin Cathedral, where Bill Hart is the pastor, Bill and Sue Hart. We've been ministering in that church. We had been ministering that church since 1986, and today we are so thankful to have them in our lives, as well as Bob and Joy Nichols. And it's been a great season here in the capital city of Texas. So after moving here in the summer of in April of 2013. In the summer of 2014, I heard a word from the Lord, and the Lord said to me, I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day over internet radio. Now, my occupation to begin with was radio. So radio was not a strange word, but leading prayer 24 hours a day over radio, that was quite strange. And Jean said to me when I shared the word of the Lord, she said, you know, I'll set myself in agreement with you, but you know you can't lead prayer 24 hours a day. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so I began to lead prayer 1 hour a day, and it was replayed 24 hours a day with the help of Michael Schonborn and Arena. We started, and then about a year and a half later, we started broadcasting live over bpnradio.com. And wow, just amazing what God has done. And then, of course, 18 months ago, on a word from the Lord, we started Breakout Radio Church. And never hearing of a radio church, how could that be? But we've always been pioneers. And now we're broadcasting across America, around the world. We have members in 40 states and nations standing behind this microphone every Sunday, preaching to cities and nations, bringing me great fulfillment, calling America to pray, and calling for another spiritual awakening. So what a joy to hold up your hands at Breakout Radio Church and calling for God to bless you. So it's been a wonderful journey. And Gene and I just want to bless you right now. Gene, won't you come? It's been a wonderful journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
51 years. It's almost unbelievable. It's almost surreal. But here we are, 51 years later. We give glory to God and all the people that have helped us along the way, helped us get started along the way. Tomorrow, on Monday, on my program, I'm going to be recognizing some more people, playing some audio clips. Going to be great. It's going to be amazing. So, Gene and I, today we bless you, those of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church. We bless you, and we pray the will, plan, and purpose of God in your life, whatever God has called you to do, it's a good journey. And I declare that there are members today that are doing great exploits for God, are going to do great exploits for God. We pray the will of God be done in your life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes. And amen.
We're so thankful for all of you, and we just pray blessings on you and your family and whatever God has put in your heart to do.
That's right. That's right. And thank you, Gene, for sharing this journey with me for 51 years. I couldn't have done it without you. I want to give you an opportunity to give today. There may be some of you that would like to give to Gene and I. You might want to send us an anniversary offering. That would be fine. We would accept that. And we would be grateful. We're going to take 2 weeks off just to celebrate our 51st anniversary in full-time ministry and our 57th anniversary, wedding anniversary, which is this Thursday, March the 15th. And Gene and I were married as teenagers. People said we were too young, and we were, but we have been together all these years. And, I'm so in love with Mrs. America. Chloe Jean Gentry. And so thank you. Thank you so very, very much for sowing into our lives. We're grateful. I want to give you opportunity also to give your tithe and offerings today. Reading from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9. The Apostle Paul said, "But this I say, He who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, He is dispersed abroad, He has given to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and also bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness, while you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God for the administration of this service and supplying all your needs. I like what the Message Bible says. It says, remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver delights in the giving. God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the wind, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving ways never run out, never wear out. This most generous God gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your needs, is more than extravagant with you. So as you give today, I bless you in Jesus' name. I ask God to bless you and to enlarge you as you give. Your tithes, the first 10%, Gene and I have proven God. He said, prove me if I will not open you the windows of heaven. And so I bless you today. As you give your tithes and offerings, you can make your checks payable. You can make your checks payable to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And you can send that to P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Now, if you want to use your PayPal credit card or debit card, all you have to do is go to our brand new website. That's bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can click on the donate button, which is right at the top of your page. Click on the donate button, and you can use your PayPal credit card or your debit card. And once again, if you're writing a check, you can make that check payable to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Father, I just pray that you'll bless the people. Bless the people that are giving today. Bless them abundantly, bountifully. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. God bless you today. Remember, this services are 8 o'clock, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Trust you reset your clock today. And if you didn't, you can join us tonight at 8 o'clock. And also every day, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., bpnradio.com. One of our members, James Parker, he starts broadcasting today on bpnradio.com. And you can listen to him at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Good to have you on bpnradio.com. Have a wonderful day. God bless you for coming to Breakout Radio Church. Mm-hmm.